Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Universal Freemason Podcast. I am your host, J.T. Asher, president and founder of the Universal Freemason Research Society, a nonprofit educational corporation designed to teach esoteric and Masonic philosophies as a means to improve society. I hope you all have been well. I hope that those of you that have celebrated Hanukkah, I hope you've had a happy Hanukkah. And those of you that are about to celebrate Christmas, I wish you a very Merry Christmas coming forward. I hope that you enjoy your time with friends and family and reflect on everything that's good for you and good in the world, which, believe it or not, there is a lot of that. right there centered in all of the darkness. And I'm excited. This episode is going to begin a six-part series called Living an Intentional Masonic Life. During this series, what we're going to do is outline methods to live your best Masonic life in the temple of society and to build a better society as we improve ourselves. Those of us who have joined Masonic lodges, we've been through the ritual, we've been through the teaching, we know how to move about and what to do in a Masonic lodge. Sometimes we lose sight of living that Masonic life out loud, if that makes sense. And how exactly do we do that? How do we go about living an intentional Masonic life? Now, those of you who are not Freemasons or have no intention to ever be a Freemason, this series is also for you. We're going to talk about how to intentionally live to improve yourself and to improve society around you. So don't be put off by the title of the series, Living an Intentional Masonic Life, because this is for you. This is for everybody. We can all gain something from this. When I contemplated doing this series, I thought about beginning it and during the January episode. But then as I started to think about the time of the year that we're in, we're talking about our first step in the series we're going to focus on emerging from darkness into light. And I figured, after much thought and anticipation of doing this series, I figured this was no better time than now to do this, because Christmas and Hanukkah, both, we celebrate the coming light. And if you think about it, these celebrations are partaken right in the darkest times of the year, both Hanukkah and Christmas. We're in the darkest, darkest times of the year. Sundown is, 4:45. It feels like the sun starts going down at about 2, and then we don't see it again until about 8 o'clock the next morning, right? So we're in the darkest, coldest time, and we celebrate the coming light as we evolve through the darkness, as we get through these very dark times. And if we think about the symbolism of darkness and the symbolism of light, we learn that the symbolism of darkness coincides with ignorance of mankind, ignorance of the mind. Ignorance is not saying that you know, somebody is stupid, saying that they just don't know yet, and they've yet to learn. And the symbolism of light is gnosis, or knowledge. We are trying to evolve from ignorance into knowledge. And so that is where we're going to begin this series. So if you study almost any esoteric ritual, Freemasonry included, religious beliefs as well, you will find that the first step into evolving from one state to another is having this admittance to yourself and to the universe of where that shortfall is. So first, we must admit that we don't know it all. So in our first step here, so if we're going to live an intentional Masonic life, our first step is to say that I don't have all the answers and I don't know it all. And what I do know may be wrong, and I'm going to challenge what I've already been taught. That's our first step in Freemasonry, and that's going to be our first step here in living in an intentional Masonic life. So how do we do that? How do we take what we know, and we call ourselves Masons, but how do we take that title, and how do we maneuver that into our daily life in an intentional way? Here is what I suggest, and it's steps, it's a journey, and as I say, we're going to have six parts of this, so this is going to reflect 6 months of what we need to do, and then the work's just barely going to begin after that as we put this into use. So our first step is, I admit that I don't know it all, and what I do know may be wrong, and maybe have been tainted by ignorance in itself. What we need to do, every morning upon awakening, I will wake up and I will say this phrase 3 times. And I'm going to put this phrase on my social media accounts, both on Threads and on Tribal, so that you have it ready. And if you're in a spot where you can write this down, write this down. Put it on a card on your bathroom mirror. Put it somewhere where you're going to remember to say it. Put it somewhere obvious. And this is going to begin your intention. 3 times say this phrase, I replace my ignorance with love and knowledge. I replace my ignorance with love and knowledge. I replace my ignorance with love and knowledge. Let that begin your day. And if you need to repeat this again a few hours later, more power to you. I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. Now, the key this month, after we say, I replace my ignorance with love and knowledge, and we wake up with this intention that anything that I think that I know might be ignorant, I'm going to replace it with love and knowledge. The key this month is then we're going to pay attention to our thoughts and our actions. And I mean pay attention to every thought and every action, and keep a journal of what your tendencies and your thoughts and actions are as you begin this journey. Is your first intention in your thoughts to be full of dread when you wake up in the morning? Oh, God, I got to go back to that job again. Trust me, I know how you feel. And is your first tendency when you encounter somebody that you don't agree with to lash out at them? Even if it's mentally, even if that's your thought. There are so many people in society today that, shall I say, want to cause harm to our way of life. When you see or hear about those people, what are your tendencies towards them? Is it to lash out and to be bitter and angry? Or is it to replace that thought with love and understanding of where that person might be coming from? Hard to do, yes, I know, because some things are just wrong. But that thing that they believe came from somewhere, there's a reason for it. So our intention is every thought, every action, what is our, you know, where are we at? What is our tendencies in our thoughts and action? We need to work on this month. Let's replace those bad thoughts and bad actions, things that we aspire to get better on. Let's replace that ignorance of lashing out with understanding. And let's replace our hatred with some sort of form of love, even if that love is just quelling that thought for just a little while. Sometimes that's self-love, and sometimes that doesn't get you so upset, right? So, but let's pay attention. Keep, and as I say, if you have a small notebook, keep a journal as you can. Spend some time. I know Apple's iPhone has a new app that just came out where there is a journal in that on your iPhone now, on the new iOS system. You can put pictures, you can put drawings, you can put all kinds of things in that app. That wouldn't be a bad place to start. It even has a timer, an alarm, to remind you to write in your journal. You know, keep little thoughts, keep those journals of your thoughts, and see how this progresses throughout the month as you change your thoughts and actions. And see how this makes you feel as well. So just to recap a little bit, our first step is we're going to wake up in the morning together. Well, not together, but you know what I mean. The first thing we're going to do is repeat three times, I replace my ignorance with love and knowledge. Then we're going to, with that intention, we're going to set out on our day to keep track of our thoughts. Every thought, every action. What did we do? What did we think? Who did we help? Who did we refuse to help? Why did we refuse to help that person? How can we change that? Because our goal is we want to be loving and helpful to everybody if we're going to be a change in society. And when you find yourself in these moments of dread, or these moments of not wanting to be helpful, or these moments of hatefulness, which I have to admit, this is hard. I'm not going to act like that I'm not guilty of these things. And I'm doing this series just as much for me as I am to try to help us all to collectively to try to do better. So this is as much for me as it is for anybody else. So as we go on through the week and we find ourselves in these moments of negativity, of dread, of not wanting to be helpful, take a moment and repeat that phrase to yourself. I replace my ignorance with love and knowledge. Now, in Masonic ritual, our first encounter is darkness. We are symbolically blinded, and we do not see any light until almost the end of our first degree ritual. This is where we need to begin also with our living an intentional Masonic life. What we're doing is we're taking that part of Masonic ritual and we're putting that into practice in our daily routine. So as we do this, I would like to hear from you. Let me know how this is going. UniversalFreemason03@gmail.com. If you wouldn't mind, let's be in correspondence together. Tell me how this is working for you on Tribal and on Threads. I will also let you all know how this is working for me, and I will also respond to any of your email correspondences. And let's encourage one another to keep it up, and let's help each other as well. I may start a little site where we can all kind of mingle together. I'm thinking about doing a WebEx every now and again so we can group up and meet together and discuss how this is going as we journey this first month from darkness to light. As we start putting aside more of our ignorant behavior and start aspiring to more enlightened behavior, we're going to go to step two next week, which is, next month, our next episode in January to begin the year. We're going to live intentionally to smooth off our rough edges. And that is the symbolism of the rough and perfect ashlar. And we're going to live that symbolism next month intentionally. But for now, let's move from darkness into light. Let's live it intentionally. Keep track of how it's working for you, how people are reacting to you. Are you getting compliments? Are people backing off because they think that you've lost your mind? In my case, I know that I tend to, because of things that have happened to me in my work life, I tend to stay pretty much away from everybody because things have been very hurtful to me, and gossip has pretty much destroyed any kind of good reputation that I've had. So to reach out to these people with any kind of love and understanding is not going to be an easy task for me. But I'm going to fight through that. I'm going to smile, and I'm going to move from that darkness into enlightenment, and I too will let you know how that is working for me. So if that makes sense, like I say, let me know. I think what we'll do by month three, we'll have a WebEx together or a Zoom, either one. Let me know which one you all prefer using. And like I say, let's group up one evening and have a little powwow and let's compare notes, okay? In the meantime, everyone keep in touch with one another with this. Remember the mantra, I replace my ignorance with love and knowledge and set your actions towards that goal. And let's see how it works out. I don't mean to ramble. But I think this is an important step, living an intentional Masonic life, not just to say that we're Freemasons, not just to say that we believe in Freemasonry or we believe in the philosophy or we believe in the ritual, but to act it out on a daily basis will make this come alive. It helps Freemasonry to live. It helps Masonic philosophy to live. And that's the goal. And that's how we change society, when we are a living, breathing example of Masonic life. Whether you've been, as I say, whether you've been to a lodge or you know, consider yourself a lodge member or a Freemason or not, anybody can do this, and everybody should be doing this, and together we will change society. So, with that, I look forward to hearing from you. Please, universalfreemason03@gmail.com. Look for me on Tribal and on Threads. It's Universal Freemason on either one of those. Just do a little search. You will find me. With that, it has been a pleasure. I wish you a Merry Christmas coming up. Enjoy your time with your family and friends. Time is too short. And let's go on together, and let's move from darkness into light together intentionally. Go in peace. So mote it be.